Blog Talk Radio.
Sometimes you have to speak victory. Do-
How many people are encouraged tonight? Right, Waddy.
Oh, Mama Rikishadaba. I was so glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Encourage yourself on today by the word of God, that is the promises of God. Amen. Make a joyful shout to the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. Amen. Come on, church, let's give God some praise this morning. Come on and just thank him right now. Just thank him right now, amen, for all that he's done, all that he's doing, and all that he's about to do in your life because you trust him. We come trusting and we come believing on today in the name of Jesus Christ with all faith, unwavering faith. Hallelujah, for we know that God is able to do all things but fail. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you. Heavenly Father, we come giving you all honor, praise, and glory, and all the admiration. We come exalting your name above all names, for there is no one greater than you. Heavenly Father, we come through the precious blood of your dear Son, Jesus, the Christ, our Lord and Savior. And we just want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for your shed blood that redeemed us from the, hallelujah, from the curse of the law, sin, and death in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you this morning. Heavenly Father, we humble ourselves under your mighty hand that we may be delivered and forgiven from all that's not of you right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Father God, we thank you for the lying down and the raising up this morning. Amen. We thank you, Lord God, for restoring our soul. We thank you for every breath that we take. Hallelujah. Every beat of our heart, oh God. We thank you for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you for new mercy and new grace, oh God. We thank you that you're worth it, that you're with us, that you'll never leave us nor forsake us. Amen. Oh, Father God, we come in the name of Jesus Christ, and we come to you with a heart of thanksgiving. We thank you for all the good things in our lives, for you are the creator of all things good. Father, we thank you for your presence, for in your presence is the fullness of our joy, and in your presence we are complete and whole. In your presence we have purpose, amen? Because of your presence, we are glad to be here. Father God, we thank you for your plan, that we may have a full life and enjoy it and have it in abundance to overflowing. Father, we thank you for your provisions, that all our needs are met according to your riches and glory. Amen. And that we may prosper in all areas of our life, even as our soul prospers. Father, we thank you for your protection, that your perfect love casts out all fear, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Amen. Father, we thank you for your peace, the peace that surpasses all understanding, the peace that keeps us calm and secure through all adversity, the peace that leads us through all the storms that come into our lives. Father, we thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, for this life and your presence in it. Oh, Lord, we can't thank you enough, but yet and still we thank you. Lord, we ask that you move mighty on us and in us on today. Lord, open up the channels of our spirit so that we can receive from you great and mighty right now in the name of Jesus Christ. And let there be a great pouring in on today, oh God, of your revelation and knowledge and wisdom, oh God, that we can apply to our daily life and live a life that is upright and pleasing to thy sight, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, oh Father God, if there be any wicked way in us, let it be exposed right now and taken out the way in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, and we just want to say thank you. Lord Jesus Christ, we ask you, according to John 14, verse 13 and 14, to wash over our minds right now with the blood of Jesus and cleanse out all darkness and all thoughts that are contrary to your will and destiny for our lives. We ask you, Lord Jesus, to shut any doors that need to be shut, whether spiritual or natural, to open any doors that need to be opened, whether spiritual or natural in our lives. Amen. And Heavenly Father, we ask you to give us give each of us this service on today
And all who we pray for today, clarity of vision, clarity of sight, clarity of thoughts, clarity of mind, clarity of knowing and hearing your voice, according to John 16 and 23, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say, thank you, Lord. Oh, my mighty Corolobo Shandala. Holy Spirit, move on us right now. We ask you to fill these, your temples, with as much a kind of glorious gospel, amen. Lord, we ask you to release your warring angels and ministering angels to minister and warn our behalf, amen. Help us to bear the cross that you have prepared for us, and help those in our family, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we ask that the Holy Spirit speak to our heart through your word, Heavenly Father. We ask that you prepare us with reverence and worship and with humility through your Holy Spirit, amen. We ask that you take out of us and add to us or do anything to us that you want, oh God, for we belong to you, amen. We ask that the word we read would be engrafted to us and become part of our spirit, mind, will, and emotions, amen. We declare by your power, God, that you are helping and causing us to be bold, dauntless, fearless, confident, intrepid, valiant, steadfast, faithful, true, and loyal for your name's sake, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we ask you to deliver us when we are blind, wretched, naked, and poor. We ask for your help right now, God. Help us and those in our family, oh God, for your word says that you're ever present. Help, oh God, hallelujah. And Lord, we come believing in that help on today, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we ask you to help us not to be the accuser of the brethren, but to teach others in gentleness, to be a helping season, to edify, to exhort and comfort others. In the name of Jesus Christ, we ask for love and hallelujah and grace for others and grace from you, Lord God. We ask for help that your love and grace in us flow and be administered to others by your spirit in us, amen, to manifest your presence in and through us, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, let us release all things into your hands and commit ourselves unto you, trusting you, amen. We ask for your help, amen, and that you give us the word that you want us to give to others, amen. Lord, forgive us and help us to follow your direction. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Father God, we ask that you would send those that will receive the gift of salvation to us, huh? That we may witness to them, amen. Let us ask and receive in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We ask that you give us a clear mind and thought towards you, hallelujah, hallelujah, clear will towards you, oh God, and a clear of all emotional clutter right now. Lord, remove every blockage right now, every hindering way, amen, to our blessing. We come against every hindering spirit on the line, every lying spirit, manipulating spirit, controlling spirit, spirit of destruction. We come against every spirit of destruction, frustration, procrastination, limitation, stagnation. We come against every spirit of sickness, disease, of ache, pain, discomfort, and infirmity, affliction, and viruses. We come against the spirit of oppression, depression, pride, self-righteousness, self-criticalness, self-analysis. Right now, we come against the spirit of addiction, lust, and perversion. We command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We come against the spirit of resentment and bitterness, anger, rage, and wrath, competitiveness. And we command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We command every religious spirit, Leviathan spirit, Python spirit, spirit of Jezebel. We command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, any spirit that's operating us outside of the Holy Spirit, we command you to cease your works right now and come out of us, come out of our bloodline. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth and those that we love. And we decree and declare this deliverance on today. And we decree and declare that we are set free because Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, set us free. So we are free indeed. And we thank you for it, Lord. Oh, Holy Spirit, move right now. Move right now. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you remove every spiritual cataract. Hallelujah. Remove every way and every sign of spiritual deafness, spiritual ignorance right now, spiritual blindness, hallelujah, that we may receive and hear from you, O God, that you will anoint our mouth to speak your word, that we will speak with the boldness and the confidence and the power of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Oh, Holy Spirit of the living God, restore us. Hallelujah. Restore us right now. Hallelujah. Let there be a refreshing in our spirit on today. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you. Holy Father, we come to you in Jesus Christ's holy name. Lord God, creator of heaven and earth, as your sons and daughters, we come to you to worship you as you desire in spirit and in truth. According to John 4:42, we know that Jesus is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world. Your spirit witness to our spirit, the truth that Jesus is the Christ, that we believe in him. Lord God, according, hallelujah, to your word in John 9, you seek those who worship you and to do your will. Out of the love that you have placed in our heart for you, Lord, creating us a clean heart, a broken and contrite heart, a right heart, repentant in all our ways, that nothing be done in strife or vain glory, but in lowliness of mind, that we know with you, Father God, that all things are possible, but with man the flesh, they shall fall short of your glory. Lord, we do not come to worship just to be doing something, but we come to you out of the intimate love relationship that we have with you, Lord God, according to what David said in Psalm 42:1-2, as the deer pants for the water brooks, so our soul pants for thee, O God. Our soul, hallelujah, yearns for the living God, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God, even pants of the courts of the Lord. Our heart and our flesh cry out for the living God. Lord, let this be our heart's cry, let that fire burn everly increasing in each of us, amen. Uphold us with that free spirit, of God, and let God be magnified. Lord, if there be any wicked way in any of us or those in our family, oh Lord, we thank you, oh God, that you have delivered us from it right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, amen. Let no murmuring, complaining, backbiting, nor evil be found in us. That our life be a glory, honor, and praise unto you. Circumcise our hearts. Fill us with your spirit, oh God, your tender mercy and loving kindness. That we sing praises to you all the days of our life. Creating us a heart of worship, for we rejoice only in you, Father God. You are our joy and the lifter of our heads. We thank you, Holy Spirit. Lead us in rivers of worship and truth, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, let our hands be lifted up to you as we go through this day. Hallelujah, make our life be a living sacrifice, a sweet Savior, a aroma that you would be glorified, that you would be glorified in the name of Jesus Christ. Honor that might be a praise in the everything things of life unto you. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus, and we just want to say thank you. Heavenly Father, we come to you in Jesus Christ's holy name. Father God, hallelujah, Lord Jesus, hallelujah, Holy Spirit, we praise you and we worship you. We come to you in love and all the admiration, amen, through the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Holy Spirit, we ask you to pray, hallelujah, to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to renew a right spirit within us, amen, that the mind of Christ arise within us, over all areas of our life. We yield all that we are to you and ask that true praise and worship, hallelujah, come forth right now from our inner man, that we worship our Heavenly Father, the Lord Jesus Christ, in spirit and in truth, amen. Glory, hallelujah, to your name, God. Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, you are worthy of all praise, glory, and honor. There is no one greater than you, Lord God. We decree and declare right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen, that we walk in the light and have true fellowship with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. The glory of God has been birthed in each of us, and it's manifesting his glorious presence right now in this service. We thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, that we can commune with you, and that it's taking place right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. We decree and declare by the power and the blood of Jesus Christ, and in his holy name, that we live, move, and have our being. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God, because it's you that have made it all possible. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We put on us right now the full armor of God. And we decree and declare by faith, amen, that the full armor of God covers us and protects us from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet. We take the shield of faith and we quench every fiery dart of the enemy. May they be consumed with their own fiery dart. May it burn up every work of the enemy. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and we cut ourselves loose. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We sever all ties with the enemy. We decree and declare all strongholds to be destroyed. Strong man and messenger of Satan. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare victory right now, in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And we just want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for the victory. Glory to your name, God. Oh, Lord, we bless your holy name, Father God. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, when you bless, oh Lord, bless us. Oh Lord, when you multiply, God, multiply us with our goodness and our favor. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare with all faith on today, combined faith, that goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives. and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord our God forever. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we can't thank you enough. Hallelujah. For our salvation. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, that even right now in this service, that you're doing a new thing. Amen. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord God, that you're doing a quick work in us. We thank you, Lord God, for answering prayers. Amen. For your word says that yet while we're still praying, yet while we're still speaking, you're already answering us. So we thank you, Lord God, for answering our prayers. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name. There are many that are sick in their bodies, oh God, that are need the healing on today. Lord, we ask, we call upon you, Jehovah Rapha, that healing bring forth. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, in the body and the life of your children right now, God. But we know you to be a healer, oh God. So let healing come right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, strengthen every bone in our body. Oh Lord, touch us in the pit of our stomach, oh God. And let healing radiate, oh God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's your healing virtue, your healing anointing. Oh Lord, spread over the entire body, bringing healing to every organ, every cell, every ligament, every muscle, every tissue. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We thank you for your healing on today, oh God. We thank you for healing our mothers and brothers and sisters. We thank you for healing our children, our nieces, nephews, hallelujah, near and far, every church member, family, and friend, and all that we're concerned about in love right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we can't thank you enough, but we trust you for all miracles of healing, all miracles of being delivered and set free, in the name of Jesus Christ. There's some that need a financial breakthrough on today. Lord, we pray right now, we call upon you, Jehovah God, our provider, that every financial need be met, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we ask you to divine and intervene and turn it all around for our good. Oh Lord, everything that the enemy set out for evil, God, turn it around for the good. In the name of Jesus Christ, we decree and declare we receive your goodness right now in the land of the living. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, because we know that you're able to do it all. In the name of Jesus Christ, and we just want to say thank you, Lord God. There are many right now that are living in chaos and confusion, but Lord, we call upon you right now, Jehovah Shalom, that peace may come and be still, that peace take root in the life of your children. For your word says, pursue peace, and to be peacemakers. Amen. We decree in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that we are peacemakers. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord, teach us, oh God, to be silent, hallelujah, so that we can hear from you and speak when you tell us to speak, oh God. In the name of Christ of Nazareth, know that our life will be blessed. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, God. Lord, we can't thank you for the yet still we thank you. Lord, God, we ask in Jesus' name, hallelujah, that you bless us and our going and coming on today. For there are many are traveling on the road, even right now, God. And Lord, we pray for traveling grace, hallelujah, for all in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that are traveling right now and will be traveling on today. Lord, we pray for, hallelujah, let there be no mechanical failures, no breakdown, no tickets, no pullovers, no accidents. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we ask, oh, God, that you go before us, preparing the way, making every crooked path straight before us. Be our God and our river, God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we ask and pray, oh, God. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you purge the wicked out the land right now, that we, your children, may enjoy it and live to stay in peace. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we plead the blood of Jesus Christ over every form of transportation that we may take on today, or those in our family, or those that we love and concerned about us. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over, in, and around about it. Every street, highway, airway, seaway, building a place up, everywhere our feet may tread. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ, hallelujah, over our finance support, over our marriages and all that we have, over our homes and all that we will have, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we declare the precious blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth covers us and protects us. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We bless your name for the Father. Lord, we ask, oh God, that you bless the word that will go forth on today of the Lord. Oh Lord, as I decrease, that you may have all the increase on today, that all may be able to receive, oh God, what you are saying. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Father God, we bless your holy name. We give it all over to you, Father God. We thank you for all that we pray for on today and all that we have not prayed, that you already answered to. Father God, we take nothing for granted. It is you who have given us this life, oh God. It is you, Father God, that counted us to be here another day, and I just want to say thank you. Thank you for the air that we breathe. thank you, oh God, that our children, hallelujah, our wives, our husbands are still. We thank you, oh God, hallelujah, for Jesus. Thank you for loving us. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. We bless your holy name. And we decree and declare in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that all is well with us and our home, because you have blessed us. We thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, as we enter into this service. We thank you, Lord God, for all that is here on today. Lord, I pray, oh God, for everyone that's in attendance on today to have the ears to hear and the heart to receive, oh God. Ask, oh God, for a special blessing, oh God, that you will surprise them this day, oh God, with thy favor and thy goodness on today. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we thank you for it, Lord. We bless your holy name. We decree and declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that we are blessed and that we are going from glory to glory to glory and wealth and riches are in our home. And we thank you for it, Lord, and that our sins are forgiven, that we are born again, children of God, born again of the incorruptible seed of the word of God. Amen. That we are healed by the stripes of Jesus. That we're the head and not the tail, on top and not beneath. And we don't owe anyone anything but to love. For our Heavenly Father has made us the lender and not the borrower. Amen. And we just want to say thank you, Lord, that we are the righteousness of God. And we thank you, Lord God. We bless your holy name, Heavenly Father. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail, and the promise of the Lord, and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwells in us all that believe. Amen. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray, the God of the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Come on, church, let's give God some praise right now, right where you are. Hallelujah. If you come to be changed on today, and you believe that, I want you to know you shall receive that in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Welcome, 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 welcome this Sunday morning. We thank God for another day that God has given us. I thank God for everyone that's here in service. So good to see everyone here on the line today, and those that have called in and those that are logged in on the website. We thank God for you. May God continue to bless you and your household. I decree and declare there shall be no lack, no setbacks, no missed opportunities. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, no delays. Amen. But what God has for you, in the name of Jesus Christ, I decree and declare increase in God's goodness in your life. Amen. And we just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. Welcome once again. This is Sunday. It is July. I'm sorry, not July. We're in August. I got to get these months are going by so fast. It's August the 14th. Amen. Glory to the Most High God. We welcome you here, the Gospel Public Ministries in Houston, Texas. We're a senior pastor. It's Pastor Doris St. Manning. I am Apostle Tyler Houston Manning. And a minister on the roster is Minister Lane Green. We welcome you on today. If it's your first time here with us in Sunday service, we like to welcome you personally. We like to pray for you and pray with you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. If you press one at this time, amen, we will open up your line so we can welcome you and pray for you and pray with you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, trusting God for it all, amen. Giving it all over to God, amen, with all faith and believing God and trusting God to do it all according to his will, amen, that he has for this world, for your life. Amen. So I bind our mind to the mind of Christ and our will to the will of God right now, that God's will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Amen. Again, if it's your first time here with us in Sunday service, we welcome you. Press one. Welcome everyone in Houston, Texas, surrounding cities, Dallas, San Antonio. We welcome you in Conroe, Texas. Amen. Cleveland, Texas. Amen. Louisiana. New York, New Jersey, and Illinois. We welcome you all in Mississippi, Alabama, wherever you are in this world. We welcome you on today with the love of Christ. We pray that you receive all that you've come to receive here in this service in the name of Jesus Christ, that you see Jesus in it all. Amen. Hallelujah. It is Sunday morning service, so we do have our communion. every Sunday morning on a 10 a.m. service. So if you grab your elements for your communion, to receive communion on today, to take communion on today, please grab those. We're going to have a song selection by Brother Joe Washington. And I want you all to bear with me, please, this morning. We had a long night at the play on last night. It was a great play. And Pastor Manning was all night and all day on yesterday, having to work that play and work his own business and so work his own job. And so he'll probably come in on the latter part of a service on this morning. And so work with me. I had to take a little medication for my back, so please bear with me. I thank you all in advance. Amen. Glory to God. I'm just happy to be able to get up and be on the line this morning. Hallelujah. So at this time, you're here, our Brother Joe Washington from New York, New York. Good morning and welcome, Brother Joe Washington.
Good morning.
God bless you.
Good morning. I'm so glad to be with y'all this morning. I just
Amen.
Give all the honor to God. You know, I just want y'all to keep praying for my nephew, Antonio Washington. He's still with us, and see, God haven't
Amen.
Gave him up. God knows better, you know. The doctor might have gave him up, but Dr. Jesus didn't give him up. And I just want him to know, if he listened today, that God is still in charge of everything. And not only for my nephew, for all the people all over the world that I don't know about. You know, God is able. Just another day that the Lord has kept me. Just another day that the Lord has kept me. He has kept me from all evil. Lord, when my mind stayed on him, just another day, oh, that the Lord has kept me. I believe I said it again. Just another day that the Lord has kept me. Oh, just another day that the Lord has kept me. He has kept me from all evil. Lord, when my mind stayed on him, just another day, oh, that the Lord has kept me. I'm so glad that the Lord has kept me. I'm so glad that the Lord has kept me. He has kept me from all evil. Lord, when my mind stayed on him, I'm so glad, I know I'm glad that the Lord has kept me. I'm so glad that the Lord has kept me. I'm so glad that the Lord has kept me. He has kept me from all evil. Lord, when my mind stayed on him, I'm so glad. Are you glad? I know I'm glad. Oh, that the Lord has kept me. God bless you. God bless you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank God. I'm so glad that God has kept me. Amen. Hallelujah. Because I couldn't keep myself. Amen. God bless you. God keep you, Brother Joe. We thank God for you. May God continue to point to you great and mighty and use you. We pray for long life, good health, and strength for you in the name of Jesus. May God bless your homes and parents. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. At this time, church, we're going to take our communion. So if you can prepare yourselves right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. The Bible says in the book of Luke, chapter 22, verse 14 through 20, when the hour had come, he sat down and the 12 apostles with him. Then he said to them with fervent desire, I have desire to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say to you, I will no longer eat of it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God. Then he took the cup and gave thanks and said, take this and divide it among yourselves. For I say to you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes. And he took bread, gave thanks, and broke it, and gave it to them, saying, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Likewise, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that we can enter in communion at this time. We thank you that your word says in 1 Corinthians 11:27 that whoever shall eat of the bread of life and drink of the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner shall be guilty of the body and the blood of Jesus Christ. Your word says, let every man examine himself. So let each of us examine ourselves now. Heavenly Father, we ask you to forgive us of our sins, our transgressions, our iniquities, and our trespasses. Cover each of us with the blood of Jesus Christ and cleanse us each of all unrighteousness right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Heavenly Father, we thank you that we are now able to enter in communion with you at this time. We thank you that, hallelujah, that Lord Jesus Christ went to the cross for us, that Jesus took our sin, our transgressions, our iniquities, and our trespasses to the cross with him. We thank you that we can take this piece of bread, your body, in remembrance of Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that your body was broken for our sins, our transgressions, our iniquities, and our trespasses. Amen. Lord Jesus, we love you. We remember your suffering and how you were beaten and marred and spit upon and whipped and crucified for each of us. Your body was broken so that our body may be healed. Amen. We thank you that with your stripes we are healed in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Dear Jesus, thank you for loving us. Thank you for touching us and healing us. We thank you that you took the bread and you broke it and said, take, eat. This is my body which was broken for you. And partake and feed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Dear Jesus, we now take this piece of bread, which represents your body, in remembrance of you in faith. You may eat. The word says in 1 Corinthians that after supper, Jesus took the cup and said this to his disciples. This is the blood of the New Testament shed for you. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you shed your blood for us and that your blood is our atonement. It justifies us, it sanctifies us, it redeems us and cleanses us and washes away all our sins and all our iniquities and all our transgressions and all of our trespasses. And your blood, it heals us in the holy name of Jesus. We just want to say thank you. Now we take this in remembrance of you, Lord Jesus. You may drink. It's in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. What can wash away our sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make us whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. At this time, we're going to have a song selection here. And we'll be back with a preach word. Amen. And I'll be bringing the word forward. Hallelujah. We thank God the ground is tilled in the name of Jesus.
If I were a drum, I would use my cymbal. If I were a writer, I would use a pencil. we must praise. If I was a doctor, I would use my research, a prolific dissertation. If I was a speaker, I would use my hands. If I were a potter, no matter
consume room. This is holy ground. This is Matthew chapter 17, I'm going to talk about this Friday night. Matthew chapter 17, the Bible says that a man ran up to Jesus, and he said to Jesus, I brought my son to your disciples, and your disciples could not cure him. Jesus looks at the disciples and he says, you perverse and faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? He turns back to the Father. He says, bring him to me. And the Bible says Jesus rebuked him, and immediately the boy was cured.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. Bring it to Jesus. Amen. We've come to the message part of the service on today. Hallelujah. Thank you, God, again, for this opportunity to receive in the name of Jesus Christ. We give all honor, praise, and glory to our Heavenly Father, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and the Holy Spirit of the living God. Let us pray. Come, Lord Jesus Christ, take your rightful place on the throne of my life. I give it to you for eternity. And I ask you, Lord, to bind all that I am to all that you are in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, extend yourself through me in all areas of my life fully and completely, that I be a glory, honor, and praise unto you. I decrease so that you may have all the increase in me right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I decree and declare you to be on the throne of my life in all areas of my life in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, you are the author and the finisher of my faith in all, through all, above all of my life. Let thy kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven, and let thy will be done. Heavenly Father, I ask that you let the glory of, hallelujah, of Jesus Christ arise upon each of us according to Isaiah 60:2. We ask you, Lord, to rise over each of us and let your glory be seen on each of us right now. Heavenly Father, we ask you to cover each of us with your glory and your presence. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. The message today is one that has come before and is back again. Amen, hallelujah. This message is so powerful in itself. The message today is watch your mouth. This message is back. Watch your mouth. We're saying things, we're speaking things into existence over ourselves, not realizing the power that we have in our mouth by what we are saying, what we are planting in our life and the life of those that are connected to us. Amen. What is causing and wreaking havoc is what's coming out of your mouth. So we the people of God, we in the body of Christ, we have to watch our mouth. Amen. Don't be deceived thinking you can say anything you want to say and there's no repercussions for what you say. Amen. Many wars were started by what somebody said. Hallelujah. What came out of their mouth.
hallelujah, has started a war, so we have to watch our mouth. What are you letting come out of your mouth? You can change your world by changing your words. If you go with me this morning to the book of James chapter 3, James chapter 3, and I'll be reading James chapter 3 to verse 12, 1 through 12. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Bible says, and I mean the New King James Version, the New King James Version, James chapter 3, verse 1 through 12, the Bible reads, "My brethren, let not many of you become teachers, knowing that we shall receive a stricter judgment. For we all stumble in many things. If anyone does not stumble in word, he is a perfect man, able also to bridle the whole body. Indeed, we put bits in horses' mouths that they may obey us, and we turn their whole body. Look also at ships, although they are so large and are driven by fierce winds, they are turned by a very small rudder, whatever the pilot desires. Even so, the tongue is a little member and boasts great things. See how great a forest a little fire kindles, and the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. The tongue is so set among our members that it defiles the whole body and sets on fire the course of nature, and it's set on fire by hell. For every kind of beast and bird, of reptile and creature of the sea is tamed and has been tamed by mankind. But no man can tame the tongue. It is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison. See, with it we bless our God and Father, and with it we curse men who have been made in the similitude of God. So out of the same mouth proceed blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not to be so. Does a spring send forth fresh water and bitter from the same opening? Can a fig tree, my brethren, bear olives, or a grapevine bear figs? Thus no spring yields both salt water and fresh." Watch your mouth. When we look at this scripture here, talking about the untamed tongue, what destruction comes upon, and I was asking God this morning, I said, "Lord, what is it that you have for me to deliver to your children?" It said many things are happening in this world because of what we're saying, what we're allowing ourselves to say, what we're allowing ourselves to speak over this country, to speak over this land, to speak over our family. Many have already counted themselves out and they've spoken. Amen. I want you to understand how powerful your word is and what is coming out your mouth and how it is destroying your life. Amen. Hallelujah. When you use your mouth to bless your life, to bless others, when we use it to speak death, and when you use it to speak defeat and destruction, there's power in your mouth. So you have to watch what comes out of your mouth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, I want you to understand here in the scripture, in James, and the teachers, the teaching was a highly valued and respected profession in the Jewish culture. And many Jews embraced Christianity and wanted to become teachers. But James warned them, although it is aspire to teach, and it's good to want to become a teacher. So James 1, although it's a good aspiration to do this, to teach, the teachers are responsible. We have responsibilities. The responsibility is great because of our words and because of their words. And I'm going to give an example of said to others in spiritual life. So we need to understand, if you are a teacher or a leader in a leadership role, I want to ask this question: how are you affecting those you lead by what you're saying, by what is coming out of your mouth? It is so important, and we are held to a higher discipline. Well, hallelujah, about what is coming out of our mouth and what we're teaching, because we can cause people to stumble. Hallelujah. So when we look in these scriptures here in James chapter 3 and verse 2 and 3, it's an understanding when the scripture reads here, it says, "For we all stumble in many things, or if anyone does not stumble in word, he is a perfect man, able also to bridle the whole body." So what you say and what you don't say are both important. Proper speech is not only saying the right words at the right time, but it is also controlling your desire to say what you shouldn't. Amen? Hallelujah. Examples of an untamed tongue includes, church, of gossiping and putting others down, or bragging, or manipulating, or provoking, or false teaching, exaggerating, and complaining, and flattering, and lying. See, before you speak, ask is, what I, is this what I want to say? Or is it true what I am saying? Is it necessary? Is it time? You know, it's been times we've had to say, oh, I shouldn't have said that. If I could only take that back. I can't believe I let that come out of my mouth. We have to watch what comes out of our mouth. We have to be careful what we allow to be spoken into this world, because you are planting seeds. James here in verse 6, James compares the damage that the tongue can do to a raging fire. The tongue's wickedness has its source in hell itself. See, the uncontrolled tongue can do terrible damage. I want us to understand that, church. Satan uses the tongue to divide people. And hallelujah. I want you to understand that Satan uses the tongue to divide people and put them against one another. See, idle and hateful words are damaging because they spread destruction quickly, and no one can stop the results once they are spoken. You can't take it back. Amen. As much as you want to take it back, and then it's already out there. We dare not be careless with what we say and thinking we can apologize later, because even if we do, the scars remain. Those words, they echo, they echo, they echo. For years and years. So a few words spoken in anger can destroy a relationship that took years to build. So before you speak, remember that words are like fire. You can neither control nor reverse the damage that they can do. When we look in verse 8 here, amen, when we look in verse 8 here, church, it said, but no man can tame the tongue. It is an unruly evil full of deadly poison. So if no human being can tame or control the tongue, why bother trying is the question. See, even if we may not achieve perfect control of our tongues, we can still learn enough control to reduce the damage our words can do. Amen? It is better to fight a fire than to go around setting new ones. Remember that we are not fighting the tongue fire in our own strength. It's the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit gives us increase in power. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want us to understand that we can't do it in our own strength. The Holy Spirit will give us the power to do so. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit will give us increasing power to monitor and control what we say, so that when we are offended, amen, the Spirit will remind us of God's love and we won't react in a hateful manner. See, when we are criticized, the Spirit, hallelujah, will heal the hurt and we won't lash out, amen, hallelujah. We thank God for the Holy Spirit, amen. Hallelujah. When we look at verse 9 and 12, amen, hallelujah. See, we got to watch our mouths. See, our contradictory speech often puzzles us. See, at times our words are right and pleasing to God, but at other times they are violent and destructive. Which of these speech patterns reflects our true identity? See, the tongue gives us a picture of our basic human nature. See, we were made in God's image, but we have also flattened, hallelujah, we have also fallen into sin. See, God works to change us from the inside out. So when the Holy Spirit purifies a heart, he gives self-control so that the person will speak words that pleases God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on now, church. Hallelujah. We got to watch our mouth. We got to watch our mouth. We have to watch what we allow to come out of our mouths. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. The Bible says in Proverbs 12 and 18 that there is one whose rash words are like swords thrust, but the tongue of the wise brings healing. As children of God, our tongues have a lot of power. Hallelujah. I want you to understand there's power. See, we have someone, so we get to understand we have the Holy Spirit operating us. We're made in the likeness of God, that we have power operating on the inside. So we got to be careful what we allow to come out, because it comes out with power. And hallelujah. And that thing that we allow to come out, that word that we're speaking into the atmosphere, will take root. I want you to understand it's affecting those things around us. It's affecting everything that you're about because of something that you said. Amen. My Lord, my God, watch your mouth. If we can be honest with ourselves, hallelujah, some of us know, hallelujah, ooh, I got to watch my mouth. If I could just turn back the hands of time. Some people, they just don't care what they say. They say, I'm going to say what I want to say. I got freedom of speech. But I want you to know, church, those of us that are in Christ, we know better. We know to do better, that we have to watch our mouths because there's power. Yeah, there's been times that we've said things that we should not have said. Amen? But we thank God for the Holy Spirit that convicts us to get right, to understand that we can't just be saying anything, that we have to watch our mouths. Because you got people watching what you're saying. Hallelujah. They're watching what you're doing, but they, most of all, they're watching what you're saying to see if you're going to do what you say. Hallelujah. Many are saying that this and that, and people are waiting to see if you're going to actually be that you're saying. Hallelujah. So many of us are speaking, and we are Christ. We're in the body of Christ, but we're acting totally different. Amen. So not only if they're watching to see what you're going to say, hallelujah, they're watching to see what you're going to do according to what you have said. Hallelujah. I hope I didn't lose nobody right there. I want us to understand how powerful our mouths are, so we have to watch what we say. The Bible says in Proverbs 18:21, and we know this scripture is so familiar in the body of Christ. We hear it preached all the time in the churches. Amen. That death and life arise in the power. The death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit. Death and life, and though we hear this scripture over and over again, at what point in time in your life do you really take this scripture seriously? There's so many things that you've said, and you think that, oh, I've said that weeks ago, and somebody will come back and say to you years later, and I've had many people come to me and say, I was hurt because what my daddy said. I was hurt with what my mother said about me when I was 10 years old. These words are still echoing. They're still affecting that person's life because we don't understand how powerful words. And when we plant these seeds of discord because of what we've said into someone's life, it's still affecting that person 20 years later. Hallelujah. We have to watch our mouths and what we're saying. Many are still dealing with things because of what somebody said. They talked about them. They put them down, said it wasn't going to be nothing. Your daddy wasn't nothing. Your mom ain't nothing. They left you. Nobody don't want you. And they're still dealing with that thing because somebody spoke something into their life, and they became that they spoke up. Many spoke they wouldn't go be nothing, and they decided, I'm just going to be nothing. My mama said I ain't nothing. My daddy wasn't nothing, so I might as well not even try. People have given up because of what somebody said. What they allowed to come out of their mouth, we have to watch our mouth. Hallelujah. 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 The Bible says in Matthew 18:18, Jesus said, verily I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever ye shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Do we understand that, hallelujah, when Jesus was speaking these words and when he was speaking to his disciples, that he was talking about what they pray, what they say, what words come out of their mouths? And understanding the binding and loosing refers to the decision of the church in conflicts and what they're saying and how to deal with it. Amongst believers, there is no court of appeals beyond the church. So what we're saying and how we're binding and loosing that thing in the name of Jesus, it is what we're saying, not merely what we are only doing, but what we are saying. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I want us to understand, church, we have to watch our mouths. This verse here in Matthew 18:18, this verse proves how much good or bad our tongues can be, how good and bad our words can be. When Jesus says that we can bind and loose these things on earth, speaking it with the power that we have in our mouth. We're speaking with the power that we have in the word of God to use, to bind it, and to loose it, amen, to bring about a change in our lives and in the body of Christ, amen. We have to watch our mouth, and I can't say it more and more again. I can't continue to say this enough, that we have to truly watch our mouths. There are so many things we've been left behind because of what we said. We've lost people because of what we said, amen, not so much as what we done. See, I want you to understand, a wound will heal, amen. If somebody cut you, it'll heal, and you can physically see that thing healing on the outside of. But when people speak words of discord, when people speak words to discourage you, to put you down, to set you back, that thing still echoes, and some people never heal from the things that you have said, from the things that we have spoken into their lives. They're still wounded on the inside because that word echoes of what we said, what we allowed to come out of our mouths. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We have to watch our mouths. We can bless and at the same time curse. And the Bible tells us we should not be doing that. There are many things that people have said, hallelujah, that help someone along the way, and they'll come back and they'll tell you, sister, brother, you spoke into my life 10 years ago, and I'll never forget what you said. Hallelujah. That should let you know, church, how powerful your words are, how powerful the tongue that we have, the power that we possess in our mouth. So we have to watch our mouths. The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 29, that let no corrupt talk come out of your mouth, but only such as is good for building up, as fits the occasion, that it may give grace to those who hear. Hallelujah. 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 If you need to write that down, because we need to understand there's so much being, I'm here to tell you, and I'm preaching to myself, amen. How about that? I'm preaching to my. We have to be careful what we allow to come out of our mouths. If you write Ephesians chapter 4 down, verse 29, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 29. I know there are times that, you know, you allow that thing to slip. You try to not let it come out, and you couldn't hold it. Sometimes we have to put our hand over our mouth so we don't say anything. Be like, why you cover your mouth? Because I don't want what I'm thinking. I don't want to say it. I'm really trying to hold my tongue. How many of y'all had to hold your tongue? You say, ooh, oh, Lord, let me hold my tongue. Lord, help me. Rid of my mouth, because I feel myself, I'm about to explode. I'm about to let some stuff come out. They try me. But the Bible tells us, let no corrupting talk come from our mouths. In Ephesians chapter 4, verse 29. Hallelujah. And understanding the scripture, amen, in its entirety, what that means, you know, let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth. Not some, but no corrupt word that's going to destroy, that's going to tear down. And the Bible said, but what is good for the necessary edification, that it may impart grace to the hearers of it. So whoever's around you, speaking that it would encourage you, it would encourage them, it would help them, it would get them through whatever it is that they're going through. It would be a help to them, amen? Sometimes it's just what you say. It's just what they needed to hear to take them up when they felt like they was going to give up, when they felt like this was it, but you spoke a word into their life that encouraged them to keep on holding on and hanging on in there and trusting God all the way through. We have to watch our mouths. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Help us all, Heavenly Father. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Proverbs 18 and 19, a brother offended is harder to win than a strong city, and contentions are like the bars of a castle. Proverbs 10 and 20 says that the words of a good person are like pure silver, but an evil person's thoughts are worthy, hallelujah, are worth very little. And Proverbs 26 and 20 says, without wood, a fire will go out, and without gossip and quarreling will stop. So if we just, hallelujah, if we don't add fuel to the fire, I know you've heard that saying, if just be quiet, because you just added more fuel to the fire. The more you speak, the more this fire is rising up, is rising up, the more you speak up. But if you just stop, hallelujah, stop the gossiping, stop the quarreling, stop the fighting, hallelujah, then the fire will cease, hallelujah. So without wood, a fire would go out. if you just stop and listen to what the Holy Spirit is saying, instead of listening to what you, listening to your flesh, to speak those things of discord, to speak those things of destruction. The Bible says in 1 Peter 3:9, said, do not repay evil with evil or insult with insult. On the contrary, repay evil with blessing, because to this you were called, so that you may inherit a blessing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My Lord, my God. We have to watch our mouths, church. We have to watch our mouths. Amen. Proverbs 16:24 said, kind words are like honey, sweet to the soul and healthy to the body. Amen. How many of y'all have experienced that where somebody spoke something to your life and it was so sweet, it was so helping, it was so encouraging? Amen. It took you along the way. It got you over where you need to get over. Amen. Because we know that certain people can speak things and it can just bring you down. It can your body begin to deteriorate. You begin to be depressed behind what somebody said. But when somebody speaks sweetness into your life, encourage you and say how much they love you, how much they need you, how that thing that was trying to destroy you, just because somebody said something, it changed the whole way that you feel. Many have went to the doctor and said, but the doctor don't know what's wrong with you. It's because somebody spoke something in your life that caused you to be depressed, and that is tearing your whole body down. Amen. But the Bible says in Proverbs 16:24 that kind words are like honey, sweet to the soul and healthy to the body. Hallelujah. 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 Jesus was speaking in the book of Matthew, to be precise, in Matthew 15, verse 18. Matthew 15, verse 18, and you write that down for yourself, church. I'm going to be wrapping up here shortly. Matthew chapter 15, verse 18. The Bible says, but those things which proceed out of the mouth come from the heart, and they defile a man. So we see here that is in you. Amen. Not what you put in, but what's already in you that comes out. Amen. That is what defiles you. So we have to watch our mouths. The Bible says in verse 19, for out of the heart proceed evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornication, thefts, false witnesses, blasphemies. And then verse 20 says, these are the things which defile a man, but to eat with unwashed hands does not defile a man. And this was Jesus speaking. Hallelujah. This was Jesus speaking to his disciples. Amen. Hallelujah. And so we just thank God for having an understanding on today how we have to watch our mouths. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And just have a more understanding of the scripture here. And I'm going to go up to verse 10 said, and when he had called the multitude to himself, he said to them, hear and understand, not what goes into the mouth defiles a man, but what comes out of the mouth, this defiles a man. Then his disciples came and said to him, do you know that the Pharisees were offended when they heard this saying? And so understanding this, they were so fixated on rituals, amen, and to do this, they wasn't concerned about what they were speaking into the atmosphere, what they were speaking into people's lives, and how that very thing that they were speaking was destroying the people in itself. So when Jesus said it's not what you put in that defiles you, it's what comes out of your mouth that actually defiles you, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We have to watch our mouths. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As I get ready to wrap up here, church, I thank you all for bearing with me on today. I thank the Holy Spirit of the living God for the leading on today. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we give our honor, praise, and glory to. As I wrap up here in scripture in the book of Matthew chapter 12, if you go there with me on today, I'll wrap up here shortly. In the book of Matthew chapter 12, verse 33. I'll start it here and we'll wrap up here. Matthew chapter 12, verse 33-37. The Bible says, either make the tree good and its fruit good, or else make the tree bad and its fruit bad. For a tree is known by its fruit. Hallelujah. Brood of vipers, how can you, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth good things, and an evil man out of the evil treasures brings forth evil things. Hallelujah. But I say to you that For every idle word men may speak, they will give account of it in the day of judgment. Verse 37 says, for by your words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned. You will be condemned. When we look at the scripture here, hallelujah, Jesus reminds us that what we say reveals what is in our hearts. The question is, what kinds of words come from your mouth? This is an indication of what your heart is really like. You can't solve your heart problems, however, just by cleaning up your speech. You must allow the Holy Spirit to fill you with new attitudes and motives. Amen? Then your speech will be cleansed at its source. Hallelujah. We have to watch our mouths, church. It is vital. It is vital to the body of Christ. The Bible says in Colossians 3:8, but now you must put them all away, anger, wrath, malice, slander, and obscene talk from your mouth. The Bible says in James 1:26, if anyone thinks he is religious and does not bridle his tongue, but hallelujah, but deceives his heart, this person's religion is useless. My Lord, my God, we thank God on today. We thank God on today. Amen. As we wrap up here, Father God, we thank you. Lord, we thank you for loving us. We thank you for forgiving us. But the Bible says in Proverbs 29:20, do you see a man who is hasty in his words? There is more hope for a fool than for him. We have to watch our mouths. I pray that you all been blessed this Sunday morning in the name of Jesus. Father God, we bless your name. Lord, we give it all over to you right now. We thank you for your word on today. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, oh God, let us receive, oh God, all who got an ear to receive and a heart to receive in the name of Jesus Christ. That will bring change to our life, oh God, that we will watch our mouths, understanding that we have power in our mouth, that you have given us a power and authority, and that we can decree a thing and it shall be established in this earth. Amen. And Father God, we just want to say thank you. We bless your holy name. We decree and declare the goodness of the Lord right now. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. The doors of the church are open. Hallelujah. If there be one on today, press one. If there be one on today, hallelujah, says, I'm tired of going this way. I want to rededicate my life to Christ. We extend ourselves to you this day in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. If there's one that needs prayer on today, let us come into agreement and pray with you, for there is power in agreement. There's one on today that says, I want to surrender all to give my life to God. Let's pray the prayer of salvation. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. There's one that says, you know what? I've been looking for a church home, and I've been searching, and I believe it's where I need to be. Pastor Manning and myself, we welcome you and minister learn here to the Gospel Public Ministries. Right now, we want to disciple you and love on you like Christ. Press one. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank God on today. Amen. Hallelujah. We want to continue to pray for Pastor Manning. Amen. That God will continue to strengthen him and help him on today. He prepared himself to preach at the 2 o'clock service on today. Amen. We thank God. God bless you, Sister Connie. So good to see you in service. God bless you, Minister Larry, and all that's in your house. Amen. Brother John Washington and your family. And hallelujah. And the New York family. God bless you all. My mother, Carol Dillard, God bless you. The children, God bless you. Amen. Glory to God. We thank God. We just thank you. We thank you for your word, oh God, that we'll be mindful before we speak. Amen. We'll be mindful, understanding that we represent your kingdom, Father God, that we will not speak anything that brings shame to the kingdom, oh God, to your kingdom, Heavenly Father. And Lord, we pray, oh God, we ask that you help us to bridle our mouths, oh God. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
And we just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. Amen, amen, amen again. Amen. At this time, we're going to receive our tithes and offerings. If you have your tithes and offerings, hallelujah. Prepare to send those over. If you have Cash App, you send it over to Pastor Chantel. If you have Zelle, it would be 346-243-0980. Amen. And if you need other means to remit your tithes and offerings, just give us a call at 346-243-0980. Amen. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you, oh God, for your word on today. We thank you, oh God, that you bless us to be a blessing, oh God. Your word says that one planet, one water, that you give the increase. So Lord, we thank you for the increase. As we give on today, we declare that there shall be no lack in our giving. And Lord, we ask you, Lord, that give on today and those purpose of heart to give, oh God, that you restore, oh God. Hallelujah. To the glory of King Jesus, to your stewardship. And we thank you. Dear Jesus, make us an ministry for your kingdom. Honor our tithes and offerings and cause them to multiply where we send them to bring much fruit to your kingdom. We know that as your children, we are the chief financial officer of your money. As it comes to us, it's our responsibility to manage our money and distribute our tithes and offerings as spiritual seeds to help nurture our office of your glory for your sake on earth. What matters to you is the dedication we exhibit to multiply generosity and faith. Help us to appropriate your money with dignity and uphold your holy heavenly banking system. It's not for God we need your honor. It's the wisdom of a spirit-kissed, generous heart that we give on today. For your word said that you love us. He'll forgive us. So we give cheerfully on today. And we thank you, Father God, because if you would have blessed us to be able to give, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, runneth over, that man shall give into our bosom. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I decree and declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ and love, there should be no lack. There should be no setbacks, no missed opportunities. Amen. I decree and declare by faith that the goodness of the Lord shall overtake us, that the blessings of the Lord shall run us down and overtake us. In the name of Jesus Christ, it shall come from the north, the south, the east, and the west. The blessing of the Lord is making rich and add no sorrow. And it's in Jesus' name we pray with all faith. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you all for being with me on today. In the name of Jesus, as I have come and trusting God for it all, pray the change have come on this line today. Amen. Our announcement today, August the 14th. I want to keep saying July, August the 14th, 2022, here at the Gospel Public Ministries. Well, Pastor Dorsey Manning, Senior Pastor, and Apostle Tawani Kamani, Minister and Arrester, Minister Lynn Green. Amen. We thank you all again for being here with us this Sunday. Our announcements today is as follows. Our new time for our prayer is going to be at 9 p.m. on Monday night. So if you can join us Mondays at 9 p.m., we'll have our intercessory prayer. Amen. So remember, 9 p.m. on Monday night, we'll have our intercessory prayer here on the church line at 845-277-9213. Wednesday night is our Bible study at 7 p.m. Join us here on our church line at 845-277-9213. And Sunday, we have our two services at 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. So join us at those times. Amen, amen. We have our discipleship training coming in the month of October, the second week of October. So prepare yourself. If you haven't already got your material for discipleship training, please give us a call at 346-243-0980. Happy birthday to those who are celebrating their birthday in the month of August. We bless you in the name of Jesus. We pray that God will continue to bless you and save you all the days of your life. We pray for long life, good health, and strength. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank God for you. Amen. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's so good knowing that God has kept you and God has kept us year after year. Amen. That we can celebrate our birth into this world. Amen. And then we're celebrating our wedding anniversary, the month of August. Amen. God bless your union. Happy anniversary to you and yours. We pray for blessed years upon your marriage, long life together, amen, and the favor of God continuing in your life. In the name of Jesus Christ, and your children be blessed. Hallelujah. God continue to keep you and this holy matrimony that God has ordained for you and yours. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. Amen and amen again. Amen. Glory to God. That does conclude our announcements for today, August 14, 2022. Glory to God. Amen. At this time, we're going to release our pastor's blessing upon all that's here in church in the name of Jesus. We here at the Gospel Public Ministries, Pastor Doris, amen, and myself, Apostle Tawani Kamani, and Minister Lauren Green, we bless you to prosper. We bless you to be all that God intended for you to be. We bless you to be an encouragement to others. We bless you to be able to bless others. We bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. We bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. We bless you to grow in your spirit, amen, to draw closer to God. We bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. We bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. We bless you because we love you, amen. We bless you to enjoy peace. We bless you to be a place of joy. We bless you to have God's people around and about you all the days of your life. We bless you to be a restful place for people and a safe place. We bless you to be a place of beauty. Amen. We bless you to prosperity, to function as you were intended to function. We bless you to operate in a safe and true manner. We bless you to be valuable and useful. We bless you to be an asset and not a defect. We bless you to increase in worth. And it's in Jesus' name that we bless you. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Again, we just thank God for the word that went forth. Watch your mouth. There is power in your mouth, church. There's power in the body of Christ. And because we are in the body of Christ, and because we're in Christ and Christ is in us, we have power in our mouth. So we have to be careful. So, church, if you don't take anything from this on today, if you don't remember the scripture or all that was said, just remember, we have to watch mouths. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. At this time, we'll have the benediction. Lord, we just want to say thank you again for the word that went forth and everyone that had the ear to hear on today to receive. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, may the God of peace, who brought up our Lord Jesus from the dead, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you complete in every good work to do his will, working in you what is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you all. Be back. Come back for 2 o'clock service. Pastor Manning has a word that God has given him just for you. Amen. So join us back here at 2 p.m. in our 2 o'clock service. God bless you. Remember, Jesus is Lord. The devil is already defeated, and you're already victorious in Christ Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you all.
Oh, I want to see him, look upon his face, let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear her say, well.
Give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him, and now I'll give him back, so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally start breathing, yeah.
One time,
oh, I just wanna hear you say,
well, God.
One time. do it till you say it.
One time.
Write my name in the book, call me.
One time.
That's all I really need, just
one time.
I can't wait till I see ya.
One time.
I wanna wake up in my heavenly home. All my people bow down to the king on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold Street, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when it gets, but if you're asking, he'll give you that life. Can you imagine living without all his grace? Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah. Prayed you for all of my demons. Tell him how to leave, stop breathing, yeah.
Well done.
Gonna sing and shout.
Well done.
Then I